HarperCollins presents The Lost Properties of Love by Sophie Ratcliffe. Read by Amy Schindler. For during a tiny portion of our lives, we are not in trains. Louis MacNeice. Note. Though not an autobiography, this book contains an account of my life. Small details have been changed to protect the privacy of others. I have also played the biographer, reimagined other people's imaginings, conjectured alternative lives, and wandered into fiction. It is an exhibition of kinds. Oxford, June 2018. Departures, 1988. When I wake up in the morning, love. Bill Withers, Lovely Day. Death, for me, smells like summer and commodes and sounds like pop. It was September of 1988, and I'd already spent most of the holidays in my bedroom with my purple radio cassette player waiting for my father to die. Guns N' Roses were slipping back down the charts, and the highest climber was Jason Donovan with Nothing Can Divide Us. Kylie Minogue and Belinda Carlisle and Big Fun had a strong showing. I clung to the upbeat of Yaz and the Plastic Population and the sunshine mix of Bill Withers. Term had started and nothing changed. I had a flute exam coming up. New in at 37 was Revolution Baby from Transvision Vamp. He was still dying. Anthrax had gone down a spot with Make Me Laugh. I was woken by a noise. I could tell from the volume that my mother was standing somewhere near the airing cupboard, the one with the copper cistern wrapped in a red life jacket. The baby, my sister, started crying too. I got out of bed. As a short, flat-chested 13-year-old with unfeasibly large feet, I spent a great deal of time thinking that I had nothing to wear, but that particular morning I felt it more distinctly than usual. Neither Just 17 nor Good Housekeeping's A Look for a Lifestyle had covered the matter of what to wear on the day your father dies, painfully and messily before his time, when you have a day of corpse viewing ahead of you. In the end, I put on the skirt that I wore for choir, with panels that swelled on the bias, a three-quarter-length navy sweatshirt with an ersatz Victorian plasticized picture of a floral bouquet on it, and my best electric blue loafers. The black tights were a mistake. It was going to be a lovely day. Hull to Ferriby, 2016. It's no use pretending that it hasn't happened, because it has. Noel Coward, Brief Encounter. I am sitting at the back of the train near the loo, 280 minutes from home. For the next few hours, I will look out of the window at Gilberdyke and Goole and Derby, and nobody will sit on my lap. As we move, I can see the edges of Paragon Land, the scrubby waste and half-slant new builds, and the warehouses and lorry parks around Hessel Road. You knew this landscape well. There's a moment today where our lines will cross. I know you're out there as I make my way south. Out there. Hanging in there. Longitudes. I press a hand against the glass and look at the imprint, a trace map. The acres of purple sky and scrap metal give way to green. This is as close as I can get. It began as a game. I was single, in my best coat, with half a job. You were married and owned the room. Lanyarded, we stood at the conference buffet, spiking mini fish balls on cocktail sticks. I asked if I could write to you, for work, an interview about your last exhibition. You looked at my face, and I could see. Something crossed your mind. You wrote your number down in my notebook, and you wished me luck. I played it cool to start with, even with myself. I kept losing the notebook, as if it were all down to a lucky dip. If it turned up, I would call. I could let chance choose if we ever met again. And then I phoned. When I did, after that, it was you who called most, and we spoke late into the night. Soon I knew where you were sitting when we spoke, at your desk, with the film reels and cameras around you, and the blood...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?